Good morning, we're up to the third parak in Maseches Trumos, Mishnah Aleph. This parak begins, this Mishnah, he starts talking about what the halacha is with Safek Truma. So a person has something, he's not sure whether or not it is good Truma or not. The example is, Hatarim Kishais Nutzeis Mar. A person takes off Truma from Kishais, either melons or some types of cucumbers, and he finds out that what he took off was mara. So mara is something which is not clear as to whether or not it's edible. Or avatiach, he's taking off chuma from watermelons. Vinimtza saruach, he opened up the watermelon and he found out that it was spoiled, it was rotten. So he's not sure when it became rotten. In those cases, the halacha is chuma v'yachz v'yitrim. It's chuma because it's possible that at the time they took it off, it was edible, it was good, or it's possible that this mara is actually edible, so he's not sure whether it was taken off properly. So the halakha is, it's shumah v'yachs v'yitrim, has to take it off again. Now again, the Mishnah continues, Atarim chavis shal yayim v'nimtzeis shal chaymetz. He takes off a jug of wine, a barrel of wine, gives it to the kayin, and comes out, and he opens up the barrel, it is indeed vinegar, it's already spoiled. So the Mishnah says, yadu ashayis shal chaymetz ad shalay tarma. If he knew that at the time that he took off the truma from the wine, it was already spoiled. Snaina truma, that's not going to be good because he didn't take off from wine on wine. He took off from vinegar on wine, so that's just not a good truma. Imi shetarma chmitza. If it happened afterwards, then it's harayzu truma. It's fine because at the time they took off the truma, it was perfectly fine. It was good, clean wine. It's only afterwards that it got ruined. However, in safek, if he's not sure when it went bad, then Truma, the acts of Yitraim, is the same halacha as previously, where it was Truma, we consider it to be Truma, and he has to take off Truma again. Now, it's not clear what happens with these two different Trumas, because he has two different Trumas here. He has the first one that he took off, and the second one. So it seems to be that there's machlokes amongst the Rishon, and perhaps even between the Yerushalmi and the Bavli, as to whether or not the Kohen needs to pay the difference to the owner. Because ultimately, although a person has to discharge his duty to take off truma a second time, that the kayin could actually take ownership over it is a monetary dispute between the kayin and the person taking off truma. So we'd always say, "Amitz mechaver al varaya." It also should be noted that the first truma is going to be larger because he's taking off truma, including that barrel. The second one is going to be smaller. So again, the difference also the kayin would have to prove that he's entitled to. So it seems to be that that's the way we pass, and that's the way the Rambam writes it, that he would have to prove that he's entitled to the larger truma. Now the Mishnah continues, in any case, he has two trumas, harishayna, einim edamas b'fnei atzma, v'ein chiyavon lo chaymish. The first one, ultimately, is a suffix, whether it's truma or not, because it's a suffix if it was taken off properly, so it's a suffix if it actually has been a truma, so therefore, if it gets mixed up with anything else, it's not a problem, even if it has less than it's supposed to, because it's only suffik. And second of all, there's another halacha that if Yisrael eats truma, he has to pay back what he ate plus another fifth, another 20%. So in this case, since it's only suffik truma, he would not have to do that. V'chein hashniya, the Mishnah says the same thing is true with the shniya, because again, ultimately, it's a suffik whether that's the truma or not. Stop here at Mishnah Beis. Have a wonderful day.